Well, let me mention one last one, and that is walking wisely contributes to good health and a long life. Oh, now how can you guarantee that? Well, I wouldn't guarantee anything, but I just tell you what God says. Here's what He says. Look in the third chapter now, again. Third chapter, and let's look in verse 8. Here's what He says. Speaking of wisdom and trusting the Lord and so forth, He says, verse 7, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." Walking wisely contributes to good health and long life. Think about this. If you and I are walking wisely, that means we get up in the morning, and what are we going to do? We're going to interpret life for the day according to the mind of Christ. That is, how does He think about it? We want to know how He thinks about it. And we're going to respond to situations and circumstances and decisions accordingly. What am I going to do? Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to fill my day fruitfully. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste minutes, let alone hours. And what's going to happen is I'm going to fill my day with those things that are fruitful and profitable because I'm living wisely, walking in the will of God, getting guidance, clear guidance from Him, and doing those things that He wants us to do the way He wants us to do them. That's how you fill up your life and become productive and fruitful and successful. So your days are going to be full. Well, what about these years added to your life? Well, only God knows how long we're going to live. And I think we all have a set time out there somewhere. He knows, certainly He knows when He's going to call us home, whatever time that may be. Well, think about this. There is a quality of life that most people are missing because they have no goals. They have no real desires in life that motivate them. They're just sort of living to retire. Well, the Bible doesn't say that retirement leads to a long life. Quit working leads to a long life. He says, that's not what He says here. But He says, walking in wisdom will do what? Walking in wisdom will lengthen our days and the years of our life. He's saying we will accomplish more, achieve more, enjoy more. Our life's going to be fruitful and productive when we walk in wisdom. And it's just plain common sense that says that, that if I'm walking and interpreting life from God's perspective and living in His will and doing what He wants me to do, when He wants me to do it, how He wants me to do it, when He wants me to do it, it's got to be productive. It's got to be fulfilling. It's got to be rewarding because that's the very nature of life, and God is involved in your life. He benefits you with it, with a full, healthy life. Now, when I said contribute to good health and prosperity, let's think about that for a moment. Let's think about this. Good health. Would you say that it's wise to smoke cigarettes? Is it wise to drink alcohol? I don't care whether you get that much or a whole pint. Is it wise or is it not? No, it's not. Is it wise to commit immorality? No, it's not. Is it wise to live in an immoral condition? No, it's not. Is it wise to just eat everything you see and overindulge yourself? No, it's not. Is it wise never to exercise your body? No, it's not. Is it wise not to get enough rest? No, it's not. Is it wise to work all the time? No, it's not. We only get one body, one trip through life. Walking wisely, He says it very clearly, walking wisely is going to affect our health. It's going to affect our health because if we perceive things as God sees them, for example, let's take this. Does anxiety contribute to good health? No, it does not. Does worry contribute to good health? No. Does bitterness, resentment, and hostility, and anger contribute to good health? No, it does not. Does jealousy and pride and arrogance contribute to good health? No, it does not. There are many, many attitudes that do not contribute to good health. Does doubt and fear contribute to good health? No, they do not. What's the cure of all that? Walking wisely, looking at life from God's perspective. You know what that does? When we look at life from God's perspective, I don't have any reason to be anxious or fretful or fearful. When those moments come, check myself instantly. Thank God, You're in control. Why do I have to be afraid of something if You're in control? Why do I have to be anxious if You're in control? And so, good health and nourishment to our bones, energy for our life. A person who is living and walking wisely is going to have God's divine energy. Why? Because all of these benefits work together. I'm going to be relying upon Him for strength and energy. I'm going to be taking care of my body, what I put in it, what I don't put in it. Listen, a believer, if we violate the laws of the human body, if we violate them, we're going to suffer the same result as the unbeliever does, because you can't violate God's laws and say, well, I'm just praying and talking to God about it. You can't do that. And so when people say to you, don't eat sugar, or when they say, don't eat too much fat, well, you know what, that's not going to hurt me. Ask yourself the question, what does God say? God says that these bodies of ours are the temples of the Holy Spirit. If it is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it is a holy thing in the eyes of God. And if somebody walked into any church building, your church or this church, and they took an axe and they absolutely destroyed this pulpit, and they wrote dirty stuff all over these walls, and they marked up, painted white and red all over the piano, they tore up all the pews and all the chairs, we'd say, they just desecrated the house of God. We would just be irate about that. Did you know that in the eyes of God, to misuse your body, desecrate your body, is worse than in His sight than something that is material that can be replaced? And He says in this passage we just saw a few moments ago, that from God's perspective, listen to this, from God's perspective, He says that He will give nourishment to our bones, that wisdom will give good health, strength. Something goes on in the human body when you and I begin to walk wisely. We begin to want to take care of ourselves. That's not being self-centered. Remember what He said a few months ago? He said, a wise man loves his own soul. Well, if you love your own soul, what houses your soul? Your human body. And so the believer, we ought to take care of our body, look our best, do our best, feed it our best, sleep it our best, take care of it in every way we possibly can. So you ask yourself the question, no matter who you are and where you are, if walking wisely, having trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and submitting yourself to Him, and living each day with Him and His purpose and plan in mind, seeing things from His viewpoint and responding accordingly, listen, if it will bring you a deep knowledge of God, if it will give you a clear direction for your life, if you will experience God's protection and His energy and His power, if you will begin to experience contentment and peace and happiness, and you begin to experience in your life good health and strength and riches and wealth, both spiritual and material, as much as He chooses to give you, would you not agree that's the best way to live? You can't beat that for living. And when I think about how simple and plain He's put it in His Word, it's all there. Those are just 8 benefits. There are many, many benefits, and I simply tried to put them in at least categories that we can at least begin to motivate us to begin to search the Scripture and say, God, what in this world have You planned for me if I walk obediently before You? My friend, what's the first step? The first step is to acknowledge that you've sinned against God and place your trust in Jesus Christ, and here's what that means. It means that you acknowledge your sinfulness as separated between you and God. And then when Jesus Christ went to the cross and laid down His life and died His atoning death there, He paid your sin debt in full. And the moment you're willing to ask Him to forgive you of your sins, based not on your righteousness, your good works, your big promises, but based on what He did in one act at the cross, you're basing it on that, you're asking Him to forgive you, and you're acknowledging and accepting Him as your personal Savior. In that moment, you become a child of God. He seals you as one of His children. He comes to live within you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then you have the power and the privilege of walking wisely. Friend, it's the best life. It's the only real, genuine life. It's the only thing that's reality. Everything else is a counterfeit. Everything else is, listen, the product of man's fallen nature. It doesn't work. It has never worked. It cannot work, because God is the source of all life and peace and joy and happiness and contentment and riches and true, genuine wealth and eternal life. You can't miss it when you choose God's instructions. The wisest thing you and I can do is to choose to walk wisely. And Father, how grateful we are for Your precious Word, so complete, so adequate, so sufficient, so clear, so crystal clear. and then the Holy Spirit to give us understanding. It is my prayer that you will apply, and that each one of us will apply these awesome truths to our heart, to our life, that we will make the wise choice to walk in wisdom, not in human effort, to walk wisely with you in mind, to walk wisely looking to you, depending upon you, trusting you, and responding to the circumstances of life based on the marvelous principles of your word. We love you and praise you and thank you, dear God, that you did not leave us to ourselves, but you've chosen to walk with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the InTouch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, call toll-free 1-800-323-3747, or place an order online when you visit our website at intouch.org. If you prefer to write for more information, our mailing address is InTouch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. If outside the USA, please contact your local InTouch office. This has been a production of InTouch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.